As part of our focus on the workplace, we continue our series Take Two, which profiles people who are reinventing themselves through their work. Last week, NPR's Ketzel Levine introduced us to a young entrepreneur. Today, we meet a middle-aged guy who's celebrating a huge leap.
Just a few weeks ago, Bob Rich was working as a speech therapist in a California public school.
I'm going to say a word the old way. You're going to say it the new way. Are you ready? Wet, as in wet me go. All right, now you say the word the new way.
Wet.
Excellent. Go ahead, three.
Now, instead of asking kids to enunciate vowels and consonants, he's asking grown-ups, paper or plastic.
Would you like some help out today? You're all right? Okey-doke.
Usually, if people ask me what I do, I would say I work at Safeway and I am a courtesy click, or, without the euphemism, I'm a bagger.
Bobby the Bagger to his friends, Uncle Bobby Bagger to his nieces and nephews, and the newest courtesy clerk at the Glen Cove Safeway in Vallejo, California.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's a store Bob Rich has been shopping at for 18 years, almost as long as he's taught kids. He is not here because he was laid off, he said, during a break at work. He has changed jobs by choice.
I'm getting older, and I wanted a job that I could leave at the job, as opposed to always coming home and thinking about it and thinking about it during the weekends and so forth and so on. And because I've been able to publish some student workbooks, I want to put energy behind that. And this job, of course, when I walk out the door, I don't think about it anymore. I didn't worry about anyone's eggs yesterday, I'll tell you that. And the benefits here are extremely good.
So good that those benefits are the reason Bob Rich is working at Safeway.
I can get complete medical and dental, and all I have to do is work 16 hours a week. So right now, this job is giving me peace of mind, very good benefits, and time for me to devote energy to other things.
The job pays $8.39 an hour, roughly a fifth of what he made as a speech therapist. The pay cut is not a problem. By some standards, with what he's got in the bank, Bob Rich could afford not to work. But given the cost of health insurance and his age, he's only 57, he suggests he'd feel too vulnerable without a net. I've told Bob Rich's story to a number of people who've immediately assumed that bagging groceries would take a toll on his self-esteem. He says it simply isn't true.
What I do is not necessarily tied into my self-concept. I mean, in terms of making money or having a position of prestige or power, what's important for me is, am I doing what is going to put a smile on my face? There was a lot of joy with working with children and watching change happen, but to create that kind of change, it took an enormous amount of energy.
Being a courtesy clerk at a supermarket is not exactly a cakewalk. During a manic week like this one, you've got to know the stress is high. It's a job best suited to the chronically gregarious, and that would be Bob Rich, a man who's taken to signing his emails MVB, Most Valuable Bagger.
I helped out this lady in the parking lot yesterday. She wasn't familiar with the area. And during the process of me giving her directions and everything, she was just so warm and friendly. It felt very good. I felt like I made her happy at a very, very low price.
Break is over. Bob Rich clocks back in, dons his blue apron, and flaunts his peace of mind. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
Would you like it in a plastic bag?
Probably be easier.
Okay.
If you want to see Bob Rich in action, visit our website at npr.org.